When were you caught absolutely red-handed? Could be big things, could be little things.
I want big things.
Ooh, let's start with this. This is pretty big. This is Steve in New York. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good.
Ladies? Excellent. Yeah, I was caught red-handed. I was stealing liquor off the back of a liquor delivery truck, and I was successful previously, and then this time I think they were looking for it. So I was running away, and the lady jumped out from the drive-through window, and I just dropped it and took off. So,
how old were you?
Like 14-ish.
14. Wow. Okay, so you had done it before. You just wait till they were like unloading into the store?
Yeah, and the back of the truck's open, and boxes are sitting there. I'm like, hey, I could just be walking right by.
Would you just grab anything that was close?
Close, yeah.
So you'd end up with a bottle of Cutty Sark or something.
Bacardi rum, thing of peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
And then I finally got in a big or a case of tequila. I was like, oh, this is sweet, and did not achieve that one.
Oh, man. Were you drinking it all every time, or were you, like, building up a stash?
I didn't drink a lot then, but I gave a lot away, and, kids like to party.
Getting pretty popular.
That's true. Thank you, Steve. 1-800-947-3979.
Doesn't seem so bad when a listener says, I was 14, but when I apply it to my own kids, it seems like the worst thing in the world.
It's like, different.
Oh,
when
my
God. Yeah, when you hear it from an adult where you can assume that everything turned out okay.
Yeah, like my kids are 15 and 13. It's right there. And if they were doing that, oh my God, I'd die.
Yeah.
Even just based on movies and stuff, though, I think 14 back in the 80s and 90s, you're practically an adult.
Yeah.
14 now, I think just because we're older, we view that as you're still a baby.
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah. It feels like a lot, not all kids, but a lot of kids are a little less savvy than maybe have to grow up a little slower now. Like, I think we were much farther behind than our own parents were.
Owings, if that story about a 14-year-old made you uncomfortable knowing you have kids about that age at home, listen to this one. Got caught red-handed fooling around with my girlfriend when I was 14. We're both sitting on the couch next to each other under a fluffy blanket being handsy down below, or as Kelly calls it, halfway to first base. My mom walked in and stopped to look at the TV for a second and then got a puzzled look on her face. She looked over at the two of us and said, "What in the world is that smell?"
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Mom has no chill. She didn't wait for an answer, walked back out of the room. This day, I have yet to bring it up to her for fear that she actually knew what was going on. Well, yes, she did.
Of course she knew what was going on.
Okay, what do you do in that situation?
You just go, I don't know.
No, I mean, if you're the adult.
You go, hand check.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I can smell what you're doing. You little perverts.
Would you say that?
No, I would never say that. Jeez, no. I would like to think I would say that because that's funny.
They're doing adult, they're trying to do adult things. I guess we can talk about it like adults might.
Yeah, well, I'd do what Maitland said. I'd be like, all right, hand check. You know, I'm an adult here. I know what you're doing. Like, come on.
What if you see a three-finger fun dip going on when the hand goes up? Or what are you going to do then?
Go wash your hands and get the hell out of my house.
Yes.
Yeah, call your mom.
Hand check.
Or your dad.
Hand check, you just hear.
Yeah.
What did you have, a boot in the mud?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Or I think you just say, hey, I know I can't stop you from doing those things. And, you're experimenting in a healthy way. Don't do it in the living room.
Yeah, under the blanket in front of the parents. Come on.
Yeah, I think in that case, I'd probably, because, yeah, you have that moment where you go, I don't want to overly embarrass anybody or whatever. But I think I'd be like, so I'm going to walk out of this room and I'm coming back into it in 30 seconds.
You should be sitting on different furniture.
Things should be in a different position.
You can finish in 30 seconds.
Well, one way or another, pants better be on and hands better be dry.
Under pressure with mommy or daddy about to come back in? For some people, that probably makes it even better.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Growing up, I like to watch my brothers get caught red-handed because my brothers were bad.
I thought you were going to say watch your brothers have sex.
No.
I was like, oh God, where's this going? No.
Yeah, get him caught cream-handed. No.
You've been caught cream-handed.
But they were always coming home stoned or, you know, just doing dumb stuff that I wasn't doing. And my favorite time ever, I'm not going to name the brother, but he came home and he just smelled like he'd been smoking. And my mom looked at him and he was with his buddy who was definitely the stoner friend. And my mom goes, you guys been smoking? And he said, no. And my mom said, well, why are your eyes so red? He goes, it's cold outside. And she said, why are you having trouble talking? Like, your mouth is so dry. And he goes, it's cold outside.
Because it's cold
and
outside.
That's all he could say. He was just stoned and stuck. And my mom's like, dude, go up to your room. Well, we had like...
I can't. It's cold outside.
Yeah. Well, we had... My room was just below his. And we had our own phone line. So he called the phone line from our other, my parents' line to get me and was like, Kelly, please bring me up some bags of chips or something. I'm so hungry and we're so thirsty. And I was like, you're in so much trouble. Ain't no way I'm going up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm not
what
being,
mom and dad can see.
I'm 10. I don't know what the word accessory means, yeah. But I'm not being one.
Yeah. Doing that. But I did. Okay.
I got yeah. You. My siblings, if they had done that, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm yeah. bored.
I got caught the first time I ever smoked weed. My grandma cheese caught me red-handed. I walked in, my friends had fed me a peanut butter sandwich. Turns out they're not good friends. And I was so thirsty that I laughed and left their place because I was like, screw you guys. And I went back to my grandma's. She got a shed in the back that we always called like the snack shed because that's where she kept all of our stuff. And I grabbed a Coca-Cola and I walked inside. I said, hey, Grandma Cheese. And she snatched that Coca-Cola out of my hand. She said, where have you been? And I was like, over at Chris's house next door. And she said, I saw you, Chris and Matt, walking down to the beach. And I was like, oh, no. She goes, go upstairs. I'm like, oh, dang it. And so I went upstairs. I had to stick my head under the sink. My mouth is so dry. I couldn't even argue with her.
Now, do you think
her.
She knew you were high or just she was worried that you were off flirting with boys?
No, I'm pretty sure she thought I was a lesbian at that point. I looked like a boy.
Okay.
I think she was probably like, it doesn't look good for a girl to be walking around with two
just
boys.
That, yeah.
But I think she knew we were up to something for sure. I don't think she thought it was promiscuous.
You don't need
though.
To know what.
There.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We got a, there was a Jane Bo on hold and she hung up before we could get to her. She said she used to steal bottles from the liquor store in near her house when she was 14 or 15. And it ended when she got caught and a guy shot at her with a .22 rifle.
Oh, dang. Jeez.
Oh,
that would end.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Let's see. This is Madison in Texas. Hi, Madison. What did you get caught red-handed
Hello.
Or how?
I got caught about 15 feet off the ground, about 6 feet from the roof, dangling by a rope by the side of the house at about 10 o'clock at night when my dad had come home from the store and caught us rappelling off the side of the house. My friend and I...
You're just hanging there?
My friend and I had merit badges for it as scouts and being an Eagle Scout, and we were like bored in the summer. Like, what do we do? We're like, hey, we figured out how to rappel off the side of the house. So we did it the entire day, like from 8 o'clock in the morning, and we had all the kids in the neighborhood were coming over. We were helping them rappel, and no one got hurt. We had a great time, and then it was 10 o'clock at night, and my dad caught me, 15 feet off the ground. He's like, what are you doing? Well, there's no point in lying about it. I said, I'm rappelling off the side of the house. As soon as I got down, he was like, what made you think you could do this? I explained
Boy
how
Scouts.
My friend and I, we knew what was going on. Boy Scouts, we had a lot of experience and no one had been injured. We'd been doing it all day. And the only thing that my dad said was just don't ever do it again.
That's fair.
Being the Boy Scout I was, we didn't.
Right.
Yeah,
now, it didn't leave any like damage to the side of the house from where your feet were hitting all day long. It wasn't all dirty or anything, or it just didn't matter.
It didn't matter, but we didn't leave marks on the house either.
Good job, man. You were good kids. I could see why. But if you were a butthole kid and then you were doing that, you'd have been dead.
If my older brother had been doing it, he'd have gotten in trouble.
Right.
No.
Thank you, Madison. Appreciate it. I've told that to my kids. I said, if you're squeaky clean and you do something wrong that's small, it's not going to be a big deal. But if you constantly are doing dumb stuff and you do something small, you can expect the book to be thrown at you. And I think they're finally starting to understand that after some books hit them in the face.
Yeah.
It's grading on a curve.
It absolutely is.
Totally.
Like, I used to screw around in class and make jokes, but it was okay because I got A's and B's. And the teacher would give me way more latitude, probably without even realizing it, than they would some other kid.
Definitely.
I'm like, that was a good strategy. This one, I sent a sext to my husband. I forgot his mom was in the group chat.
Oh.
She got it too.
Oh, you group chatted. Oh, no.
How about this? Called in sick to work as a teacher. Went to the beach. Saw one of my students as they were walking by at the edge of the beach. We made a long amount of eye contact, then nodded as we both realized we had both done the same thing. Lied about being sick.
Yeah, I mean, you earned mutually assured destruction.
Yep.
Status, and so you knew neither one of us would ever tell on the other. Or either of you.
Scott, how did you get caught red-handed?
My dad walked in on me when I was 17 years old with my face between my girlfriend's legs.
Oh, my gosh. Were you looking for your class ring?
Yeah. Are you yeah. checking for ticks?
Checking for ticks. That's such a disgusting
thing. What did he say?
Look out.
Well, it was summertime, and he thought he was going to be nice and bring a fan in for us. And so we just walked in my room. He just said, "Oh, Jesus," and turned around and walked away.
Yeah. I mean, I think that might, honestly, that might be my knee-jerk reaction, too. Oh, geez. And yeah. Like, just to walk out, you know? I mean, on the bright side, he didn't say, like, "Hey, scooch over."
Yeah, right. Well, no, I'm almost 52 now, and I'm married to this girl, so, yeah.
Oh, it worked out. It worked out. Okay. Worked out pretty yeah. well.
Did your dad ever mention it to either of you?
No. To this day, he has never said a word.
You should bring it up to and him.
Yeah, do it at Thanksgiving when everyone's around.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, you remember that time?
Is your family yeah. the one that, would your family be able to laugh at that, or would your dad be horrified? I'm guessing horrified.
My dad would laugh at it. My mom would be horrified.
Yes. Okay. So do you think he ever told your mom?
No, absolutely
no way.
Not.
No way. Scott, nope. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's funny.
Man.
Marge, I caught Scott lip-lapping again.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, Dad's got something to tell you.
Oh, no. God, and imagine your poor wife. She doesn't want to talk about that in front of Mom and Dad either, I'm sure. Or maybe she does.
I mean, maybe I she her. Does. Maybe yeah, she's knows. Had to explain his nose glisten for years.
How did you get caught red-handed? More of your calls, texts, etc.
Or
next.
White-nosed.